folks. We are locked and loaded live for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones right now, reporting live from the DNC. And you cut off with that, talking about that live feed from Inside Edition. No, we were not able to play that. I've been refreshing my Justin.tv, but I'm getting blurbs here and there. Why don't you describe it for us, Alex?
Well, we get this call from Inside Edition this morning, and they say, we want to come over to your condo, the condo we rented for the week, right now. And so we queue up the tapes. We queue up them pushing us first. We queue up Malcolm's people. We queue up Malcolm's people posing with us and then screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. We showed them separate media, YouTube clips. We got it all queued up for them, and they basically didn't want it. They just didn't want it. They wanted me screaming at Michelle Malkin. And then they said, why did you pick on a little sweet lady, basically? And then they had a live feed back to their satellite truck downstairs, beaming it to New York, where they're going to edit it for the piece that's going to air on the East Coast. In fact, it's starting to air right now, people to tape Inside Edition. And I noticed that in the message boards, our listeners have already found the Inside Edition phone number and have been calling them, and they're saying, well, we're trying to interview Michelle Malkin. That was, you know, an hour ago. Mm-hmm. But it's just amazing, you know, here's this woman calling for concentration camps for American political dissidents, Arabs, Muslims. Torture's good. Secret arrest is good. She said, I'm a liar about the Marines killing a puppy, when it's even admitted that they did kill the puppy. I mean, it's just there's no end to her.
It's on video. Like, I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, and we have the whole video. I came up, was nice at first, and her people got in my face, and I pushed them back. You know, they were bumping into me, and they grabbed our camera and assaulted Rob. And so all of this happened, and it just shows how sick and mentally ill our society is. And even mainline, you know, Inside Edition, Alex Jones, the big bully, is mean to the little sweetie pie, the, you know, the O'Reilly co-host of the past, Michelle Malkin. But the good news is they're still operating in an old paradigm where they can lie, distort, manipulate. And we'll see what happens. It might be fair, but I don't think so. And it didn't matter. We were streaming live on the web. And we even told them that. It's like they didn't even connect or notice when they walk in the door. That went out there. In fact, that will post to archives on Justin TV. You click archives, and you can watch it right there in the archives. Maybe after Overdrive, maybe at 3:30 after the Nader interview, if you just want to play that out for the listeners, or people can go there and watch it for themselves. But I'm going to let you get back to work. We're going to dial in to the system phone network in about 15 minutes with cell phones. We at least have that for the Nader interview. And also, the Justin TV is going to go live about 10 minutes before we get with Nader.
Before you go, Alex, I want to get your comments on, Mashable.com, who's saying that you're the one that called for her death. They're also calling you this ultra-leftist. And there's this Australian newspaper here, The Donkey Bray, that's also saying you're an ultra-leftist and you called for her death. Isn't it convenient how, you know, you go from ultra-right-wing to ultra-left-wing all the time when you're not right or left?
Well, we've also found out that these same people were with her the day before the protest, the one that Fox News captured, people flipping them off, and that they screamed again, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. I mean, these guys, and then when leftists would surround us, they would say, it's Alex Jones, he's a capitalist pig, he's a stooge. So they were totally manipulating the crowd, and they would stand behind me screaming, Michelle Malkin, while I was talking, kill Michelle Malkin. And it's all on video, it's all on YouTube. And it's just absolutely amazing. But Michelle Malkin did say on Fox Radio yesterday that I did not say kill Michelle Malkin. So that doesn't seem to matter to Inside Edition or anybody else.
But she also tried to equate you with those people that were trying to lift the mint too, like you were somehow at that thing trying to lift the mint on the little television show.
I was there documenting how Recreate 68 does everything to make themselves look like clowns. We're on record saying that. And we got them, you know, the anarchists bumping into us and popping us and doing the rest of it. And, we're doing it right back to them. I'm not putting up with crap anymore. And, look, we're under attack. We're on the front lines. We're here. I'm going to throw it back to you. You might play some of those audio clips again. But this is a media war, ladies and gentlemen. The true media, the true alternative media against the establishment and their little doppelganger alternative media. And we can really defeat them on this by showing the truth. But, again, Ralph Nader coming up in about 54 minutes from now. And so we hope everybody will tune in to that right here on the Alex Jones Show with Jason Burmes sitting in. God bless you, and we'll be dialing in to the phone system at InfoWars.
Have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex just left us. Remember, we're going to have Overdrive, so you can only get that over at InfoWars.com. And we're going to have a live interview with Ralph Nader. I'm pretty excited about that. The refeed at InfoWars.com should also be very interesting after what Paul Craig Roberts had to say today. Just shocking stuff. Now, we're going to go back to Mark in Oregon, who was saying that he feels that the Bush administration's plans have gone flawlessly. I'm sorry I had to cut you off there before. Go ahead, Mark.
That's no problem, Jason. Hello again, and by the way, you know, thanks for the great energy that you bring to this show and Alex's stead. I mean, we don't miss anything, and that's saying a lot when Alex is not there.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Jason, as I was saying, you know, I've been watching this administration for 7+ years and very closely, and I have not seen them fail in one point of their agenda, either domestically or internationally. Mm-hmm. And I believe that their agenda has predominantly been to affect this country, to make this country and everything that they've done to make this country look as the evildoer in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of the people of the world outside of this country.
No, I've always felt that way, too. And I'm going to let you continue. But I've always felt that's why today's conversation with Paul Craig Roberts was so shocking to me. I've always felt like they want to make us into the new Nazi Germany. And, you know, eventually all this stuff will come out, 9/11, Iraq, Iran, and they will call for a new international tribunal that needs to head these things up and take over, and we'll lose all of our military power, all of our sovereignty, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. I mean, that's how I've seen it going. Paul Craig Roberts seems to disagree, thinks we're on the verge of nuclear warfare. Who knows? Continue.
Yes. And what you have here is a premise that they have laid out for themselves, I think, from ancient times, essentially. And that has to do with the Phoenician myth about the phoenix who is reborn from the flames of its demise and crash into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And out of this country's destruction will be born the true phoenix, which is the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only be done by the way that they've set their agenda up, by destroying America. America is fitted into the whole agenda as it stands in at this current time, and as it's been laid out over the last century or so in detail, ever since Albert Pike said that there would be three world wars and that the last war would be between the Muslim religion and the Christian religion, basically, I think, or the Muslim and the Jewish religion.
Mm-hmm.
So that you actually have things being laid out so far ahead of time, and that the United States plays such a pivotal role to its own great loss, to its own destruction, and that everything that's being done in Russia now that you're concerned about, people name this every day as being in the Bible, in the Old and the New Testament. And when one looks into the Bible from the Christian perspective, it can very easily be seen that this country is actually the Babylon the Great, who deceived the nations, that's mentioned in Revelations. And
it sure seems that way, doesn't it? It seems like we are at the top of the pyramid, the top of the food chain. We are more decadent than ever in this country with things like the iPhone, Britney Spears, MTV 1 through 46. I mean, how many networks does MTV really need, folks? I thank you for the call, Mark. I think we've fallen greatly in this country from not only our morality, but our general humanity, our love for our fellow man, our caring for our neighbor. It's gone. You know, most people are in this go get them attitude. I'm out for me. I'm more concerned about my job, my car, how cool I look. You know, am I fashionable? You know, can I afford this thing? Meanwhile, banks are failing. Houses are being taken. Our dollars being devalued on a whole separate level. So, you know, I'm not one of these prophecy guys. I don't talk about the Bible prophecies. I don't talk about Nostradamus. I don't even talk about, you know, I talk about people within the last 100, maybe even 200 years that have put it down on paper as a social prediction, you know, through engineering. But as far as biblical prophecy, I tend to stay away from that stuff, although it is very, very interesting. And, you know, not only Bible prophecy have I watched, but, you know, Jordan Maxwell's material is great. I'm a big fan of Anthony J. Hilder. All these great granddaddies of the New World Order, or anti-New World Order movement, I should say. I have some great, great info. Before we jump to Rick in Texas, I want to play my second trailer for Fabled Enemies. It drops August 31st, and they will be available on DVD September 1st. That's when we're shipping them out, so order them now so we can get them out the door. And I'm stoked about this film. It goes over the intelligence ties of the hijackers of bin Laden, the continuity of government program, the Israeli operatives that were detained that day, and much, much more, including the anthrax attack. So take it away.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they're in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who's driven from going to van and then exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. Is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
Fabled Enemies, August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv, shipping the DVDs September 1st. Very, very excited about that release. Remember, if you want to see it on a big screen, come down to New York City. Meet myself, meet Alex Jones. We're going to be playing that and 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, another great DVD that's available at the Infowars.com shop. Just a ton of stuff. American Drug War, we touched on, you know, how we've run drugs in this country. I mean, there's just so much information that you can get by becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber or ordering these DVDs from Alex Jones himself at the Infowars shop. All right, let's take a few more callers. Let's go to Rick in Texas. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. I want to say thank you because you participated in Loose Change, the second edition. That's what woke me up a couple of years ago.
Cool.
And I wanted to call in because Bob Chapman made a very important statement when he said that one of the biggest things we could do would be to fire all of Congress. I am the one of the national organizers and the founders of firecongress.meetup.com, and we're not making any money on this, but we want to kick every one of the incumbents out, as many as possible. Our goal is to kick them all out except for Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich. And
that's
I would
about
encourage
right, too,
everybody to check us out.
No, that's Sorry. About right. I said that's about right. Those are about the two guys that I think I might keep in Congress. So give out that site one more time.
Firecongress.meetup.com. And also you can read about our plan at firecongress.org.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the call. I believe that as well. We need to get rid of Congress. And, you know, Kucinich and Ron Paul seem to be like the only two guys that are standing up for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So I'm with you there, my friend. All right, let's jump to Steve in Canada. Steve, what's on your mind? You there, Steve?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
The reason I'm calling is I was escaping reality for a little bit about 10 days ago watching a football game. We have a professional football league up here in Canada. It's the CFL.
Yeah.
And watching the Toronto Argonauts, and one of their offensive linemen, Ross Weaver, all of a sudden is being recalled by the Air Force.
Oh, man.
Sorry. And, yeah, so they had to let him out of his contract. He's a missile combat crew commander. I forget which state he's out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he handles security for the nuclear missile base in the state that he was in. And he was, and they did an emergency recall on him on August the 12th.
And just so people know, most of the professional Canadian football players are cropped out of the United States. You know, people that were drafted third round, didn't end up
exactly
getting the cut. And, I mean, I remember when Doug Flutie went over, I think it was to the Toronto Argonauts.
That's right.
Back in the day. And that's what kind of launched the CFL. And there was another big running back that never really amounted to anything that went there, too.
Ricky Williams went there a couple
of
years
ago.
That's
right. That's right. I'm talking like 15 years ago when it was first introduced.
We've had a number of amazing players that actually started. I mean, Jeff Garcia won CFL championship twice in Calgary before going to the NFL. So
for them to pull these guys, I mean, they're making some decent scratch. I mean, they're not lavished quite as much as an NFL player, but for him to be pulled to go do military service means that something could be up. I thank you for the call, Steve. That is interesting. And it let us talk about football for 2 minutes on the Alex Jones show. Almost unheard of. All right. Let us jump to, I think it's Bruce in Connecticut. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Thanks to all you guys for putting out the word. A few things. I'm 48. I remember back in the Kent days, and they had all that shit going on with the...
Well, I got to drop you, dude. You gotta watch your language when you're on the show, man. I'm sorry. Maybe he was talking about Kent State and the students that were shot there. No excuses really there. Just the military began firing on students when they were peacefully protesting. An interesting point that I did want to make was that Michael Rivera was pretty spot on in yesterday's broadcast when he talked about Recreate 68 and the original 68 actually being funded and provocateured by agencies within the United States, the FBI and CIA. Big shocker there. They incited the riots. All right? They would have loved to incite riots this time, but we exposed them. So what do? They do the next best thing. They dress everybody up in a goofy magician's outfit, Mickey Mouse and Fantasia, of course, and say they're going to levitate the mint. I don't want to be associated with those people, and I know you don't either. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 27, 2008. Gold open at $828.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $853.36, $420.58 for half ounce, and $210.29 for quarter ounce. That's $853.36, $420.58, and $210.29.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread, much too long, prevail, prevail. Babylon sits and kiss the vampire.
Oh, the vampire. We're back at the Alex Jones Show live. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex all week. Remember, you can see live video feeds from the DNC right now at Infowars.com. It should be very, very lively. Ralph Nader will be joining us via Justin.TV at Infowars.com or over the cell line with Alex Jones. It should be very interesting. We've shown the clip of Malkin trying to associate Jones with these idiot left-wingers who think that they're going to magically raise the mint and they're going to dress in capes and little hats and have magic wands. Excellent. Well, not really, actually, if you're trying to influence people or show that you have some kind of credibility or you have some kind of a plan or a reason for being there. No, you're just going to get in a robe and act like an idiot. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls in this hour. Let's go to Mary in Florida. Mary, what's on your mind?
So much. Thank you for bringing up that topic, too, because that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I think everybody should call Inside Edition,
mm-hmm.
and it's the numbers 212-817-5555, and tell them that they should not spin the story about what happened with Malcolm. They should tell the truth that Jones did not say kill Malcolm, that there's video evidence that those were provocateurs doing that, because there is evidence that he did not say that. And they're not going to get away with spinning a story, and I think we should tell them that.
Excellent. I mean, I think that we not only need to do that, but we need to bombard Fox Radio. You know, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, Hannity's got his own show, O'Reilly's got his own show, Gibson's got his own show, and you got to get past the screeners. We don't screen calls on this show, but they often screen calls on that show. So act like you're sympathetic towards John McCain or their position until you get on the air, and then you tell the truth until they cut you off.
Act like you're a neocon.
Obviously.
Act like you're like a neocon Nazi, and then like go all like InfoWars on them.
Exactly. And that's what Alex Jones does, and he did so well at the DNC yesterday in front of MSNBC for 20 minutes. He took over the show, talked about 9/11 being an inside job. That message, it's like when your fire alarm goes off, only you can't take out the battery. You just got to keep hearing the message, and he got his website out. I love Alex Jones's tactics. Thank you for the call, Mary. All right, lest we be accused of not taking every call, I have somebody on the line who's calling himself Jim from Planet Zorbia. Jim, what's on your mind?
Okay, my parents woke me up in 65. I won't bore you with everything, but I've been watching this ever since. The New World Order is very old. They tailor-made their takeovers to every era, country, and economy. And I have proof, and you can verify our yuppies are next. Jason, why did Hitler go after the Jews?
I think it was because they were an easy target for the rest of the population to go after, and he was able to take their wealth at the same time.
Yeah, it was the money. He started by rounding up the fringiest groups and then went on to the jackpots, the Jews and the factory owners. 2 years ago, my property was attacked, and I found in writing, in plain sight, the American equivalent of Hitler's attack on the Jews. Are you ready for a four-minute shock treatment?
Let's hear it.
In wealthy economies, a skilled, motivated, innovative middle-class people create the most wealth. Elitists steal wealth. Have you heard of the International Property Maintenance Code?
I have not.
Okay, this will sound unbelievable, but it's true, very intense, and very important. Let me go all the way to the kicker.
Okay.
Any jurisdiction anywhere in the world can adopt this code and enforce it as if it's legitimate. Some do it with an administrative decree. Put International Property Maintenance Code in quotes. Do a search. Download the free 2003 version in PDF format.
Mm-hmm.
It is infinitely worse than eminent domain. It costs money to do the eminent domain trick. It is extremely lucrative to steal property with the IPMC, and it's happening all over America right now.
Well,
I did a program with Jerry Brownfield on 1 hour 2 years ago, okay, mm-hmm. one with Pastor Butch DePaul, too. Here it is. The code official is the sole interpreter of the code. Forget due process. There isn't any. He is investigator, prosecutor, judge, jury, executioner, the sole interpreter.
All right, so give out this code again really slow because you're a fast talker. I thank you for the information. That's all right, man. I just want my listeners to be able to go check out this code themselves. Just give out the code one more time for us.
Yes, I'll give you the website later. The International Property Maintenance Code. Get the 2003 version. Just International Property Maintenance Code in quotes, and I'll give you a little more later. Okay, now here's a killer. Every infraction, there's several killers here. Let me go to the kicker. Every infraction is a mandatory misdemeanor, usually in terms of hundreds of dollars and or a month in jail per infraction, and every day the infraction occurs as a separate offense. Anything the code official says is not in good working order. Example, sticky window, loose door, torn window screen, dented gutter, anything he says is not in good working order. Every day it exists, separate, mandatory, misdemeanor.
All right, I got to cut you off there. I thank you for the call, Jim. I hope people go check that out. We're going to be taking your calls in the next half hour. And then in overdrive, Ralph Nader, only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a little barracuda to bring it up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex throughout the week. And remember, Friday, we're going to be doing a best of. And on top of just the best of, we're also going to be playing some clips that we didn't play during the week that were streamed live over at Infowars.com through the great service of Justin.TV. Thank you for that service, guys. And we're going to be jumping to Ralph Nader in a little bit in the Overdrive. Remember, you can only get Overdrive at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.TV. PrisonPlanet.TV allows you to see my pretty little face on the video monitor while I talk to all these people. And, you know, Alex just keeps on expanding. You know, he's working on a new television network. I very much want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of this info war. I want to do the right thing. I want to try to help humanity. I want to just try to build this country back up based on its constitutional principles. Does that make me a far leftist or a right-wing radical? No. It makes me somebody who believes in this country, who believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and checks and balances, in a system where one cannot just declare something and put it into law. One person can't say, I own that. It's mine. I'll do what I want. But really, that's a lot like what we have. I mean, even people that try to fight the system and say, I'm not going to give up my farm for the Trans-Texas Corridor. well, they often lose, and then they're sued for it. And not only do they not take the unfair amount that's offered by the government, usually between, you know, one-third and one-tenth of the actual value is what's offered. And then if you don't take that, no, we're going to sue you, and we're just going to take it anyway. That should not be allowed, and that's what we've slipped into in this country. I don't know much about this code that the last caller was talking about, but if it's what I think it is, it could be something as simple as, all right, you have some lawn furniture that's against code, and every day that you have that out there, it would be a separate fine of about $300. So in a week, you could rack up a $2,100 bill. And one of the easiest ways for the elitists to control us is to control our monetary funds. You know, it basically controls what kind of goods and services we can buy and what our standard of living will be. All right, let's continue on with callers. We're going to shoot through them. Let's go to Brian in Florida. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. First of all, I want to thank you as well for your work with Loose Change. You were instrumental in opening my eyes to a lot of things.
Well, thank you.
So I thank you very much for that. Listen, Jason, I'm watching TV right now, and I'm watching The Hunt for Red October, and I noticed it had been on quite a few times recently. So in light of everything that's going on, your conversation with Paul Craig Roberts, I did a little quick search on my digital system and found 74 different entries with programs pertaining to Russia that are on right now or in the coming days. Now, some of them are duplicate entries, but I'd be curious to know viewers or listeners.
No, it doesn't seem like it's a coincidence, does it? And you know, I've been seeing the Hunt for Red October on things like the History Channel lately. Is that what it's on?
It's on AMC right now, but
okay.
I'd be curious who's watching Red Dawn on television these days, or Firefox, or anything else like that. And how many times are being played, and what kind of programs specifically about Russia are being played on local cable stations across the country?
Yeah, I would assume that this is the time to gear it up. I mean, we know after 9/11, they took some of the most famous songs, including John Lennon's Imagine, off the air, because they didn't want people to think about that. And you better believe that they put this kind of propaganda out there. I'm not sure, but I think Hunt for Red October is a Tom Clancy novel. No, I'm sure of it. It is a Tom Clancy novel. And because it all involves Jack Ryan before he becomes president in this whole series of novels. But really, what disturbs me about Clancy is that he does seem to be some sort of a prophet. Now, do I think that Clancy's in on it? No. I think that Clancy talks to a lot of intelligence officials. Obviously, he writes these books, so he has a pretty good understanding of the military-industrial complex, and that's why in 2001, when they put out the original Ghost Recon, they were able to predict that Georgia, South Ossetia, and Russia were going to have a conflict in April of 2008, and it was going to be the complete restructuring of Russia. Now, when I got this email, I said, no way. No way that this game came out 7 years ago, and then it takes place in 2008, and it mirrors the conflict that's going on. Also, that conflict was initiated with U.S. Special Forces going to aid Georgia. You know, it's just unbelievable, but it happened, you know. And this is the same guy who, before 9/11, wrote about a commercial airliner hitting the Capitol and decapitating Congress. And then, literally within the year, we have commercial airliners hitting buildings. So, you know, Clancy himself is an interesting subject. I wish we could get him on the show. I thank you for the call, Brian, and I'm interested also to know, you know, who's putting this programming out there? And are we putting it out there now to try to demonize Russia yet again, to make them, you know, the enemy? The Red Scare is back. It's very possible. I think it's going to be tougher to sell that Red Scare, though, seeing as we just had the Olympics in Beijing, China, and we're trying to act like China's a great nation. That's a pretty hard act to follow. Peggy in Pennsylvania, what is on your mind, Peggy?
I need to say a word in defense of the sheeple. I'm not trying to insult either you or Alex or anybody on the show, but you know, there's been references to the people, calling them the common people of the U.S. the sheeple, and how they're so stupid and all these things. And what I think Alex may not concentrate on is the fact that, and various writers have commented on this in anthropology and so on, that there's basically two types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they fall into general groups. One is the people that would be the neocons, and their mindset, evil or not, they're very aggressive and masculine centered. Even their, you know, the things they're into, like
a type A personality as opposed to a type B.
What I'm talking about is the things that they go for. They're usually successful in civilized society. They're real go-getters, the doers and shakers. And then there's the average person who can be very, very intelligent and still not be, quote, successful. And the majority of the people in the world are the second type. And if these people are not understood by people who are very aggressive, like Alex, then he's not going to reach them. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right. Well, let me just put it to you this way. I don't necessarily like the term chattel, cattle, sheeple, but that is what they call us in their own documents, in their own UN documents. That is what we are referred to, and I think that's why Alex uses the term all the time. I know that's why I use the term. Personally, I find it disgusting. However, I do think that we have maybe earned that title. I'm sorry. I mean, when your life revolves around 40 hours of television a week and then, you know, another 60 hours of work a week, and then you're not even, you don't even know what's going on in your own country, let alone geopolitics, hey, you might be sheeple. And is it going to get to everybody? Maybe not. I mean, but there's other flavors of this. It's not all about Alex Jones. It's not all about Jason Burmes. There's plenty of radio talk show hosts out there. There's just not plenty of people motivated enough to put out the amount of production that Alex has done and be as successful. And that's why I love his model. Hey, I'm all for all the other people out there spreading this message who may not use that terminology. We're not going to wake everybody up. Hopefully we can wake somebody up, and maybe their approach to waking someone up wakes another person up that wouldn't be as susceptible to, say, a road to tyranny or a martial law. You know, I just use the terminology they use, and that's how I'm gonna put it. I mean, are we sheep-like? Yes, in a lot of ways we are. I'm guilty too. Okay, I can't wait to get home and be able to take a couple weeks, you know, off and lie down and watch what, you know, the Hollywood propagandists have put out on a big screen television. I'm guilty. I want to do that. I long for it. I long to sit back and, you know, hang out with my dogs for a couple days and barbecue and just forget about all this stuff. But that's not my primary deal. You know, there are a lot of people that's what their whole life revolves around each day, every day. And that's the huge problem. And that's why we have a mass of, you know, brainwashed, mesmerized, hypnotized people that just want to go along to get along. We'll stand in a 4-hour line for an iPhone and then pay a ridiculous fee, like I think it's somewhere between like $100 and $200 a month, and you have to sign a 2-year contract with them. I mean, that's what this society has become. I thank you for the call, Peggy. You're always welcome to disagree on this program, and if you tell us you disagree, you go to the head of line. Remember, Overdrive is coming up in about 20 minutes with Ralph Nader, going to be broadcast live from Justin.TV. I'm very excited about that. Let's continue with your calls. Let's jump to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, what's up?
How's it going, man?
Good, man.
Yeah, I wanted to ask if you're aware if anybody's ever confronted that She-Devil Mountain on that article she wrote.
I know what you're talking about. All right, first let's talk about the article, all right? And we'll break this down together. Now, the article she talks about is she actually cops to the fact that, yes, there were weapons found on other planes. We go over that in Fabled Enemies, okay? She also cops to the fact that she thinks that United 93 was shot down and that it would have been impossible for them to bring it down in that manner. And then she asked another couple 9/11 truth questions, and I think this was only a couple months after the attack, correct?
Yeah, it's 6 months, and she asked also, like, what happened to the black box data.
Uh-huh. What's the name of that article? You got it in front of you?
Yeah, it's titled Just Wondering. A real easy way to find is just in quotes type in Just Wondering and then Michelle Malkin.
Now, as far as I know, that is before she became O'Reilly's co-host, okay? That's before she got all this national syndication through Fox Radio. And it really seems that not so far after that article, she totally flipped her position. And especially years later when the 9/11 truth movement became more prominent, that kind of went into the dustbin, didn't it? Just to answer your question, I don't know of anybody who's confronted her on that article. Although, that would be a great topic to call into her radio show with on the fly. You know, again, make up another topic, and then when you get on the air with her, say, you know, I'd really like to go over this article that you wrote called Just Wondering 6 months After the Attacks of 9/11 and see if she hangs up on you. And if she doesn't, keep on pressing, man. We've got to use their own ammunition against them. I think that's why You know, Loose Change is so successful. I think that's why Fabled Enemies will be successful. It's because we show you the mainstream news articles and the mainstream media coverage from Fox, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS. We don't discriminate that contradicts the official version. I think that's why these films are powerful. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, man. And I think they're just going to keep getting better and better as more info comes out. I think the accumulation of data over just the last couple of years, you have X amount after a couple of months, and just, yeah, it's amazing now. Look at everything you've got now from 01 to now, and I mean, there's going to continue to be more things coming out, and, by the time you get a sequel out to any of these films, there's just that much more to drive it home. So, yeah, man, keep up the good work, and doing a great job this week.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Dylan. I really appreciate the call and the kind words. Let's jump to Derek in Montana. Derek, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to make a comment about chemtrails. Where I'm living at now, we don't have any, but in Jersey, where I just moved from recently, I'd look up every day and see them, and then it'd be a couple days when you wouldn't see them, and then you'd see a whole bunch the next day, and literally everybody in the whole neighborhood is just somehow sick a week later for at a ridiculous rate around everywhere. Everybody's getting sick, and it would just rain for 3 or 4 days at a time after you see those. And I was wondering if you had any idea about that. If since they're supposedly also manipulating the weather, does it cause it, or they put it in the air and then they make it rain down onto the...
Well, how are they dispersing it to the people, in other words? I mean, are these clouds forming with rain clouds?
Oh, no, it's not like they flew over and then clouds appeared. There would just be streams coming from jets overhead. And
No, what I'm saying is they would seed the clouds, you would have this big smog, and then actual clouds would come in and it would rain, and people would get sick probably from the aluminum, the barium, the magnesium that is contained in these artificial, quote-unquote, again, Rosaline called them contrails. I think that chemtrails is an appropriate term.
Right.
But are they making people sick? That seems to be what they are doing. And they also, you know, we had one caller say he believes it's part of a eugenics program. I don't necessarily
agree. Yeah, I heard that guy. I figured I just would call in. I was trying to call in when she was on and just say, yeah, they do get people sick. And I can tell you that they seem to only do them in highly populated areas because... That was a big city where I'm from. Now I live in the middle of nowhere, and I never see them. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm in upstate New York, which is about, 3 hours from Manhattan or Jersey. Actually, it's only about 2.5 from the Jersey or the Garden State Parkway. And, I mean, although it's a college town, there's a couple colleges here. We have a few thousand people here and there, even when the colleges aren't around. They spray there all the time. But you may be right. They may not be going into the most rural of areas, but I've seen their program really expand in the last 5 years. I thank you for the call, Derek. All right, let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
Got a couple of quickies here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Spraying, just here in the four-county area of Philadelphia, in the last couple of days, they've been spraying all kinds of stuff without giving people notice, spraying pesticides and that kind of stuff, using airplanes to do it. So, you know, and I'm not going to dwell on that. But also on the International Property Code, Maintenance Code,
uh-huh.
I served on Borough Council for 8 years, finished up my second term as of January, and the International Property Maintenance Code was one of those things that was adopted by the borough. I kept fighting against it because it says right in there, the code enforcement guy using this property maintenance code can come into your property without a warrant, without any reasonable cause, or you know, it's just the guy's right when he was telling you how bad this international maintenance code is.
And who does it give the authority to? Is it give it to an international body like the United Nations, or who is this code under? Obviously, it's under United States law, but if it's an international code, I'm wondering.
It's developed by United Nations and some international bodies, non-governmental bodies.
Uh-huh.
They just, they came up with this thing, and he said, like he says, they can come in and condemn properties for pretty much nothing.
Uh-huh. and I'm just wondering.
I have a copy, but it's in under a pile of stuff here, so I can't find it right now.
Well, that's all right, but I'm just wondering, has this code been used in the United States, and if so, where?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been adopted by most municipalities, at least here in Pennsylvania. I know a lot of municipalities have adopted it. Now, I kept it off the books. They had adopted one back in, it's been around for years, too.
Yeah, you said 03.
Oh, it's been around longer than that.
Well, this might have been actually something that Alex Jones covered in America Destroyed by Design back in 97 when he did his first documentary and showed the expansion of international power, especially that of the UN. So, you know, he might be a lot more. Yeah, go ahead.
When he was talking about the 03 code, that's the most recent code out.
Uh-huh.
It's been around since the early 90s
mm-hmm.
because the downtown used to operate under the old 1990s code, whatever that was, and it took them several years. And I ended up, you know, I would get complaints from constituents or copies of complaints that they would give me, and I would call the constituents and tell them, look, this code has not been adopted, because they were trying to say that they had adopted the 2003
basically
code,
so they could do whatever they wanted. I thank you for the call, Tom. This is very interesting. Maybe we're going to have to do this whole show. It's an interesting topic. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, we'll be back after this and then Overdrive with Ralph Nader.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody
It's too bad. The good guys lost. But I ain't going to lose. I'm in it to win it, baby. I'm going to keep pushing until I win or I'm dead. Hopefully, I'm looking for the win. I want to live a very long and fruitful life. And I know you do, too, out there. And, you know, I'm not trying to insult people when I talk about the sheeple, but, man, when we allow not only our nation, but our hearts as human beings to get so far away from what is important in life, it's hard to call them anything else. All right, I'm going to shoot through these last few callers. And remember, Overdrive with Alex Jones and Ralph Nader following this. It's only at Infowars.com. And you're going to want to listen if you missed any of the show today, because Paul Craig Roberts in the first hour was just a tremendous, incredible interview. And I don't think anybody should miss it. I'm sure they're going to be doing stories at PrisonPlanet.tv and whatnot. I also want to remind people that Fabled Enemies drops on PrisonPlanet.tv August 31st, and it will be available DVD September 1st. Order it today so that we can ship it out right away, and you can get it in that first week of September. If you can't wait that long, or if you're willing to wait that long, actually, you can come down to New York City to the big event September 10th. Myself and Alex Jones will be showing Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising, and then, of course, we will be down at Ground Zero on September 11th, and there are more events during the weekend following September 11th. All right, let's jump to Dick in Denver. Dick, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. A couple things real quick. One is, you know, I'm living here in Denver. My son and I are both big supporters. We're also kind of big guys. If you want, I can give you my telephone number off air, and you can call me back, and we'd be happy to watch Alex's back. I have standing in the 9/11 truth community here in Denver. I helped the We Are Change people deal with their situation when they were arrested for passing out DVDs on the 16th Street Mall.
Well, let's talk about that really quick, because they were actually arrested for being outside of the mall, handing it out, and they said that they were, what was the term that they used? They arrested them under some kind of ridiculous...
They said that they were peddling without a license.
That's right, peddling, and they weren't selling anything, which
is
ridiculous.
And I actually took the time to call the district sergeant, desk sergeant for that district, and check with him, and then run and you know, explain the situation precisely, and then run it down. And what I tried to do was make it a topic for their agenda at the morning meeting, so that they could tell the rest of the officers, if you're passing out DVDs, and of course you've seen some of the follow up. Mark Silverman from the local ACLU wrote a letter, and it was published, and there was a follow-up to it. I'm sure the charges will be dropped and they'll be okay. But there were a few things that you need to be aware of when you're working on the street, such as not having things that you set down on the sidewalk. You have to pack everything in a backpack and a couple other little things so that you can't get, you know, arrested on the technicality of obstructing the sidewalk or that kind of thing. But my son and I would be more than happy to help with security for Alex. Be happy to give you my phone number off air. The other thing is on the sheeple issue. Originally, we were called citizens. We were all citizens of the United States of America. There was a very subtle, very gradual shift to start calling us consumers. But you must watch out with the term sheeple, because there's a tendency to vilify other people or dehumanize them in one way or another. Call them a name, and it's easier to dehumanize them.
All right, Dick, I appreciate the perspective and the phone call. We're going to have to wrap it up here. But we're really not going anywhere if you're over at Infowars.com. We're going to be streaming live. Remember, Alex Jones, Ralph Nader coming up from the DNC. And all week, Infowars.com has the live feeds making the news. That's what we're doing and reporting the truth. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.